You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're down to the semi-finals of the World Grand Prix. Two matches to come in Dublin on Friday evening to decide this year's finalists. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me once again is Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yes, good afternoon. Very well, thank you, Mark.
Good. You had a pretty good night last night in terms of the tip in there.
Well, I think if the punters had followed me all week, I think we should be well up. But last night was exceptional, yeah. I think nearly everything came up, which was very pleasing.
It was. Great night of darts as well. I mean, drama along the way, no real shocks along the way this time, but plenty to get stuck into. What impressed you most on Thursday evening?
Well, Mark Webster, you know, he is one of the real nice guys, and he's had a bit of a bad, lean couple of years. And it was nice to see him, you know, the way he's done it. I mean, he's beaten three world champions now on the way, Bunting, Lewis, and then again last night. So he's playing really well. His confidence is high. I had a good chat with him afterwards. And it was good to see, you know, it's good to see a nice guy get his darts back. And, you know, to be in the semi-finals of a major for a long time is a good result.
Yeah, it's the best that Webster's played for a long time. I suppose you could say it's probably the best that Cerulovic has played probably ever in his career as well. He's playing very well on the other side of the draw to Van Gerwen.
He is. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, as I said yesterday, let's not get away from his slow play winning him games. No, he's winning games because he's actually brilliant, and he's got a lot of bottle, and he takes advantage of other people's mistakes. Now, against Vincent last night, I thought Vincent was going to win it, but Vincent had 11 darts of a double to win the second set to go two sets to nil up. From there, Vincent never won another leg. He just could not get it out of his head. Now, if he hits one of those doubles, he's two sets to nil up, I think he wins the match easy. But to all the youngsters out there, look what Mensah Cilovic did. He just dug in there, kept on and on, grinding and grinding, and walks off. He's in the semi. A great performance.
Was a great performance as well. 170 checkout as well at one point, wasn't it, for him?
To finish a game, yeah. That doesn't get much better. And Van Gerwen having a 160 to finish his game. So, yeah, good night of darts all round.
What did you make of Van Gerwen, by the way? Because he was a bit slow to get underway, wasn't he? A bit slow to get into his stride. He's one of those players, I suppose, that feels unless he really feels that the other opponent's going to be a threat. He does take a while to warm up, doesn't he, Michael Van Gerwen?
I think that's exactly it. I think Michael plays the player and not the dartboard. So he played Jamie Lewis. No offence to Jamie Lewis, because he's one of the up-and-coming stars and he's going to be an exceptional player with some more experience. But I think Michael just thought, look, I've got too much of an all-round game to beat you, so I've just got to turn up. Sometimes it can turn around and bite you up the backside. But last night, Michael just had too much of his all-round game over the middle line to be a threat.
Yeah, and we'll just give a bit of lip service to the first one as well. A thriller as you expected, White losing out to Thornton in five sets. You tipped it to go all the way, and it's pretty much what you expected, isn't it? Thornton just edging it.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I knew it was going to go all five sets. I mean, that was an obvious one with the way both players are playing. Thornton was 13-10. I fancied Thornton because he's far better on double top overall. I mean, White had a great game against Anderson, but that was one game. And Thornton, you know, he is a solid player. He really is a grueler and a grinder. And, yeah, I mean, I didn't mind either way, really, with the personalities, because I get on really well with both of them. But I just thought that Thornton's experience would get him over the line, and it did.
Just a quick look at the outright market as well before we get stuck into the semi-finals. No surprise to see that Michael Van Gerwen very short at the top of the betting, 2-7 to win the World Grand Prix now. Robert Thornton 5-1, 10s for Cerulovic, and Webster is 16-1. Is there any price in there that tempts you away from Van Gerwen to win?
Yeah, I think it's a shoe-in, to be quite honest, although I think Thornton would have the best go at him with his experience. But yeah, if you took the 2-1 at the start of the tournament that I advised, I know it's very easy to back the favourite, but 2-1 then, and I think your quid's in. And, you know, Thornton and Terry, I know I tipped Terry Jenkins as well, but Thornton as well is one of the outsiders. And I know Wayne Mardle fancied to have quite a large bet on Thornton each way, so he's going to be happy if he wins tonight. So, yeah, I can't see anybody outside of Van Gerwen at the moment.
All right, let's get stuck into the semi-finals then. The first of them is at 7:15 this evening. Robert Thornton takes on Mensah Sulevic. Thornton 8-13. Sulevic is 13-10. Which way do you lean then? I kind of guess you're leaning towards Thornton, judging by your comments, sir.
Yes, I think Thornton. I don't think he's going to let Mensah off, although Mensah's playing extremely well. Mensah has won games by punishing players. I don't think he's going to get a chance to punish Thornton. I think that double top is going to be at the end of his fingertips. He is not going to let a semi-final place go. No offence to Mensah, but when you look at how many people and what people were in this tournament, this is a good semi-final for Robert Thornton. So I can't see him letting this up. I mean, Mensah's had a brilliant tournament, and this will give him a lot of encouragement and confidence to go on. But I think Thornton's just going to be too powerful overall. You know, it's the first one to four sets now, so it's a longer time up on that stage. Thornton's used to that. So certainly, I think minus 1.5 on the handicap is the bet for Thornton here, because the price for a Dinter win's a bit short. But minus 1.5 legs sets seems the value for me.
11-10 for Robert Thornton to win, minus 1.5 sets in the handicap betting. What kind of score would you predict it to be in the sets, the correct score betting?
I think it's going to be 4-1, 4-2. No more than 4-2, but it could be 4-1 if Robert Thornton gets into his stride early on.
Another market you might like the look of then, Rod, is match results and both players to win two or more sets. It's 13-8 if you just want to say Robert Thornton and both players to win two or more sets.
Yeah, that's not a bad market. You know, so Mensah, he, like I said, he's been punishing people, he's been taking his chances. Will the semi-final, will he get up there a bit overwrought, a bit more too excited and start to miss doubles? He hasn't done up until now. So, yeah, the 4-2 could be, you know, I fancy 4-1, 4-2. So that could be a good market if you fancy it.
All right, let's move on to the second semi-final next. Then Michael van Gerwen against Mark Webster. Van Gerwen 1-9, Webster 11-2. Can you see past van Gerwen here? I know he's short enough, but 1-9 probably about right.
Yes, I think it is. You know, as I said, I'd love to see Mark Webster do well. He really is a nice guy, but I think Michael is not going to let this go. He really is going to be up for this. He knows Mark Webster's been a great player for a number of years, an ex-world champion himself. And, I mean, I'd love to see Mark do well, but I really can't see Van Gerwen. I think Van Gerwen's going to be his best tonight. And I can see, I think Mark Webster might get one set at 4-1. If he gets two sets, three sets, you know, and he can get a couple of sets early on, then perhaps we could see a bit of a squeak in Michael Van Gerwen. But, I think this could be a convincing win from Van Gerwen.
2-1 for Michael Van Gerwen to win 4-1. Is it another match that you'd look at the handicap as well? Michael Van Gerwen minus 2.5 sets, 8-13.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good bet. The bet I actually fancy, Mark, is the William Hill treble for not only Van Gerwen, but for Robert Thornton as well. You know, win the match, most 180s and highest checkout. And I fancy that for Michael Van Gerwen. That's my tip for that match. But my double is for that William Hill treble for both him and Thornton. I think they're good bets.
Yeah, William Hill treble double then, if that makes sense. That pays 4.68-1 as well if you double up the two trebles.
I think that's a good bet. I really do. I think that's the bet of the night.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Thanks very much, Rod. It's been a pleasure once again. Good luck. Enjoy the semi-finals tonight, and hopefully we'll speak to you again ahead of the final tomorrow.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.